Hey now, what's going on everybody? Welcome to the Teaching Online Business Podcast. I am your host, Richard Hale, the founder of TeachingOnlineBusiness.com. Super, super excited that you've made it. Today's episode is really, really packed with gold nuggets. It's something we can't do without. And I see a lot of people struggle. And what that is, we're going to get to in just a second. But hey, thank you for taking the time to be here. Appreciate your support. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do. If you haven't reviewed us, please do. I'm not asking for a 5-star, but I would appreciate it. But just be honest. We need feedback. Would love to have your comments, your feedback, your reviews, all that good stuff. And of course, if you find this information valuable, please take the time to share it with somebody that can help. Super excited to have you here again. Today's episode is value packed with gold nuggets. What we're talking about today is super important. We're talking about how to turn leads into clients. So we're talking about people that's already in your environment. You already have a name and an email. You got that from traffic. You put an opt-in out there. Maybe you're doing organic attraction. They found you on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Whatever you have going, you already got the name and the email. Now what? So just to give you a little bit of context, at Teaching Online Business, we have two offers. And any of you that's in our coaching program listening or know of me or know of any of our content, maybe you're on our email list, you guys know I teach what I preach. Full, complete transparency. So for those of you, you guys know, our coaching program is a 12-week coaching program. That is our first offer that we have. That's what everybody goes through. That's the first offer that we have at Teaching Online Business at a $5,000 price point. Now, our second offer that we have is a 12-month coaching program that is $25,000. The only way you get into that is by graduating and going through the 12-week coaching course. That's the only two offers that we have at Teaching Online Business. So, on the front end, this is what I would call the first 48 hours. So, we got different client acquisition systems in place. So, when a client first sees one of our ads or sees us on one of our organic channels, such as Facebook, Instagram, maybe even YouTube, we have 48 hours to get them in and close. Now, how many at a 5,000 price point, remember that, this is high ticket, at a 5,000 price point, how many you think see our advertisement for the very first time and become clients within a 48-hour window? I'll let you think about that for a second. And I'll give you the total. So that total for us is around 30%. Which means 70% of the people that see our advertisement for the very first time will not go through in the first 48 hours, pay us $5,000 and get into our coaching program. Now, I know some people that's doing high ticket, a lot bigger than I am, but they advertise they do such a good job in the first 48 hours. Well, good for them. I'm glad they're doing great. Supposedly, they're doing millions of dollars. Will not say no names, but that is the scenario. However, I bet, and I would bet money on this, their refund rate is higher than they say. Because here's the thing, and here's what I want you to remember, and here's a gold nugget for you to take away. I don't want all of our clients becoming clients. Or shouldn't I say, I don't want all our leads becoming clients within 48 hours. I don't want that, because most likely that is not my ideal client. And that can cause a lot of problems. And we've had that when our front end offer, that rate ticks up 40, 50. We've even had it as high as 55%. And what we noticed was this wasn't our ideal clients. These were clients that was coming in severe pain, because that's the only reason that you're going to buy from somebody you just met. Severe pain. And in a lot of cases, those weren't our perfect ideal clients. See, I want you listening to this podcast right now, I want you to have the opportunity to get to know me. I want you to have the opportunity to understand my philosophy, understand my values, understand the way we do things at Teaching Online Business before you ever go to our application page. I want you to have that opportunity. And we find when people are in our environment, after they've seen the ad, they've signed up, they've become a lead, after that, we want to build trust. We want to build authority. We want to build a relationship with our leads and give them an opportunity to consume our content and make sure that we are a perfect fit for them. Does that make sense? Can you understand why we want to do this instead of rushing and trying to get sales within the first 48 hours? Does that make sense? Again, when we rush that sale, we usually find people in bad, bad scenarios. And when you're desperate, you'll do anything. You will do anything. And a lot of people coming in, they think they can just put $5,000 up and everything's going to be fine. What they don't realize is the spot they're in, when they're in a bad spot of pain and desperation, that usually means there's a lot of things wrong. And it's always triggered to the mindset, because the mindset is something everybody needs to recalibrate. But it's usually even deeper than that. It's not only mindset, but it's strategy, it's tactic, it's sales, it's marketing. It's always different things. And they're hoping for a quick solution, a quick turnaround, and it's not that easy. Now, take somebody that's signed up and become a lead, came into our environment. So you're going to have an environment, your ecosystem, we'll call it. And this is when a lead signs up. They don't take you up on your high ticket offer, but now you're in the environment. Now you have the opportunity to begin building a relationship with that lead. And the end goal is always getting that lead to become a client. So there's a lot of different things that we can focus on to try to help that. And I've mentioned mindset because that's super, super important. So get your pen, get your paper, and I want you to write these things down. So how do we change the mindset of our new leads? And this is very important because, again, you want your leads to become clients, right? So, number one, we changed their mindset, okay? That's where we focus. So, when we're working on their mindset, there's a few things we're doing. Number one, this is what I want you to write down. Objections. So, you're email content, your video content, and even though I'm referring to email and them being on your list, I'm still talking about all of your content. I want to make that clear. I'm talking about all your content on your blog, your website, social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram. I'm talking about all your content. You should be developing the mindset, even for your prospects and those that haven't signed up. But specifically for those that are already on a list. So So, objections. What do we do with objections? Our goal with objections, we want to knock them down. Because they're believing. They have some type of false belief. And let me give you an example of this. So, one of the objections that we get at Teaching Online Business that I can just name off the top is, I don't have enough time. So, we know, thanks to years of doing this and research and running surveys and different things like that, which is a great idea if you don't know what the objections are of your target client, run surveys. Use the ask method. Those things work really, really good. And you can have a survey done, drive traffic to it. But with objections, what we're trying to do is knock them down. So when they tell me they don't have enough time to do this, I send a content piece that shows them how to save time. How do we save time in our business? Anybody know? Leverage. How do we build leverage in our business? Systems. This is what I preach about all the time. Have to have your client acquisition systems in place. That builds leverage. That gives you systems. And that's where you save time. That's how a 60-hour week can go to 30. Systems. So we answer this objection by showing them the systems they need to put in place. But we also answer that objection by showing them everything that they're focused on doing. Most of it's wrong. They have their sequencing wrong at this stage. And I'm kind of getting deep here, and I'm not meaning to, but sequencing is super, super important. So here's another gold nugget. There's a right time and a right place for everything. Now, if you don't have a client acquisition system in place in your business, it does you no good to go do a blog. It does you no good to go do a video, because that's the wrong order. Your client acquisition system, it goes first. That's the first thing. That's the first step. So, people that's, overwhelmed with time, it's because their sequencing is off. They're doing things like the blogging and the podcast and the video and the live video on Facebook, Instagram, and all this good stuff. But they don't have a client acquisition system in their business. So their sequencing is off. You have to focus on the right process and implement it into your business at the right place at the right time. That's super, super important, right? It's almost like if your car was broken. No, let me say this. Let's say your car doesn't have an engine. Okay? So you have a car that doesn't have an engine, but you want to put gas into that car. It doesn't matter that you're putting gas into the car. It's not going nowhere, right? Why? Because you don't have an engine. So sequencing is super, super important. And when you do things out of order, you don't get results. So remember that. But going back to number one, objections. Make sure you are talking to your leads. You're showing them how to handle that objection. Okay? Number two, future pace. This is very, very important. So if you don't know what future pace is, future pace is referring to you explaining and visualizing what your client's life could be like. Getting your offer, getting your services. And we do this all the time. And this is a good way to look at things. Now, a client comes in, barely making $2,000, $3,000 a month. They sign up for our coaching program. They go from $2,000, $3,000 a month to $20,000 a month. And in many cases, they had been making $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month for months, for years. And they're always surprised by the quick turnaround of going from a few thousand to $20,000 a month, $30,000 a month. So we future pace that. We want to show them the results. We want to show them what it looks like to have this success. So future pacing, creating that type of content for your leads is a great way. Again, you're working on the mindset. So, number three, stories. There's a lot of reasons why we create stories. Of course, we're humans. Humans have shared stories for tens of thousands of years. We relate with stories. But I want you to tell your story. Because more than likely, if you're targeting your ideal clients, if you're being yourself, and you're actually getting in front of the right people, your story should relate to their story. That's what you want. You want to create that relatability. You want them to listen to where you are. So you're telling stories of the process that you went through to create results. Tell them how, you know, you can create stories around anything. And another thing that you can add to your stories is analogies. Analogies work great. It's the reason why you hear all the greats like Grant Cardone and Gary Vee using these different analogies. They work amazing. So make sure you're using stories. Make sure you're using analogies. Tell them how you first started. Because if you go back to that time when you first started, you were struggling. You wasn't getting results. And then what happened? You had some type of aha moment that gave you crystal clear clarity to try something. And when you tried that something, guess what happened? It worked. And you build off that. And eventually become successful. Now, I know some of you may not be at the level that you want to be. That's fine. But here's what I would tell you. I want you to think about where you are right now. Go back to last year. Go back a full year, a full 365 days. I guarantee today, you are better than you were a year ago, right? So don't think that you're not worthy of sharing your story, sharing your success up to date. Don't go make up anything. It's not worth it. It just causes problems. You want to be truthful with your clients, your leads, your target audience. You always want to be truthful. You can tell your story though, and it can still have a positive turn, because even if you're just a year ahead, you're still ahead. You're still a leader over everybody that's underneath you. So don't think that you can't tell your story. You can. And all of these, all three of those that I just gave you, all of those relate to changing the mindset. And I'm going to give you one more. And this is a great one. So number four, the cost of doing nothing. This is an awesome one that we use all the time. It's super, super helpful. It's beneficial because this makes it clear. And I'll use myself as an example. Again, at Teaching Online Business, we have our $5,000 one-on-one 12-week coaching program. Now, for a lot of people, I get it. $5,000 seems like a lot of money. I promise you, it's not. But in your scenario right now, it may sound like a lot of money. And that's cool. But what if I told you that this $5,000 can help you get $20,000 back per month, or this can help you get $30,000 per month? How would that make you feel? You'd feel a lot better, right? If you knew you could pay $5,000 and you could get $20,000 back within 30 days, I guarantee you, you would be like, hey, no question, here's $5,000, right? So now when we reverse engineer this, if you're only making $2,000 a month right now, and you could invest in my coaching program, that would get you to $20,000 a month. If you don't invest in my program, that means you're actually losing $18,000 a month because you're staying stuck where you are, not advancing, not taking steps forward, not learning a proven process, and you're still stuck at $2,000 when you could be making $20,000 and a lot more. So, in that scenario, even though it's the truth, that's costing you $18,000 a month. That's the cost of doing nothing. And when we tell our clients this, our leads rather, they have that aha moment. He's right. I'm just going to be stuck doing the same thing, making $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 a month, when I could be making $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month. A $5,000 investment, that is nothing to be able to make mid-six, seven figures a year. $5,000 is nothing. So when you can show your leads the cost of doing nothing, that is a super, super powerful strategy to use. So, again, all four of these relate to changing the mindset. Super, super important. So, these are the four strategies that we use to help our clients, to help our leads become clients. Those four strategies. Now let's talk about what type of content you can create. Now essentially you probably thought I was referring to email content. And in a way I am. But with social media, you have to understand, you have a list everywhere, right? You have an audience list on Facebook. You have maybe a Facebook group. That could be viewed as a list too, right? Maybe LinkedIn. Instagram. So all these different platforms, you have lists. You treat those lists just like you would your email list. You build content for them. Now, there's no question that number one on this list is the best way to go about it, and that's video content. Okay? Video is super, super effective. Because it allows your leads and anybody else to be able to build a relationship with you. And it feels one-on-one. Even though you recorded it in front of a camera, when they're watching it, they feel like you're talking to them one-on-one. That's how we feel when we watch somebody's video. And it allows us to build a relationship so much quicker than writing text. Video is, it allows us the quickest way to build a relationship with a lead, with a prospect, with our target audience. So make sure you are leveraging video. And I know a bunch of people that hate doing video. You have to put it behind you. You just have to put your head down and go for it. If you're not creating video content, you're going to be left behind. You don't want to be left behind, right? Make sure you're creating videos. Number two, you could use a webinar. So if you listen to any of our podcasts or you've listened to me, you know I talk about our webinar funnel all the time. It does really, really well. That's one of our main client acquisition systems. So you can use webinar. You can use paid traffic. Yes, we use paid traffic because that allows us to retarget people. And retargeting is super, super effective. And of course, number four, we use podcasts. And this podcast is still relatively new. And we just did it to test the channel out. And the results have been incredible. And again, I thank every one of you for taking the time to listen. And I hope you're finding value out of these. I super, super appreciate it. We've had comments back, shares, reviews, and all this engagement. We even got some clients from those of you that have been listening to the podcast. So that is super, super awesome. And see, that's a way that we can easily create content. And right now, I'm just on my iPhone using the Anchor app, the Anchor FM app, to create this podcast. I make it simple, guys, girls. It doesn't have to be complex. It can be super simple and still super effective. So again, running through those. Number one, video. Number two, webinar. Number three, paid traffic. Make sure you're using retargeting. And of course, number four, podcast. That's how we are able to turn our leads into clients. And you notice, what do we focus on? The mindset. The mindset is so important. And many people, they're not creating that type of content that's going to break down the walls of your leads and help them become clients. So these are all gold nuggets that you now have. You are welcome. I just want to help you guys and girls. And this is what works for us. I've seen it. This is exactly what I teach. And this is actually a lesson out of our paid coaching program. But I decided to pull it out and make a podcast because, again, I want to help you guys and girls as much as I can. So that's it. This is going to allow you, I promise you, begin implementing it. You can always test around, but I promise you, this is going to help you turn more of your leads into paying clients, high ticket or not. And you can still utilize this strategy outside of your leads. You can use it for your target audience to help get people into your environment and on your list. So very, very important. Now, I am going to jump off here again. Thank you for taking the time to be here. If you find this valuable, please take the time to share it with a friend. You can always find us at teachingonlinebusiness.com. You can always find me at facebook.com/officialRichardHale. And we always invite every one of you to our Masterminds of Marketing Facebook group. Just go to the search bar, type in Masterminds of Marketing. You'll be able to find our new group that we have up. But that's it. Thank you again. I can't express my gratitude for all of you for making this podcast what it is. It's incredible to see the results that we're getting. It's because of you guys and girls. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Make sure you get over there to Facebook at the very least and join Masterminds of Marketing so you can get more awesome content like this. And we can help you grow your client business. I am out of here. I will catch you guys and girls on the next podcast. Have an awesome one. Go out there. Make a name for yourself. Don't give up. I'll see you on the next one.